Yeah. If you're watching the replay, fast forward 5 to 10 minutes. I'ma let some people get in here. Everybody hit the like button, comment, let me know something in the chat. Thanks for stopping by. You dig? Yeah. Let's get it. Let's get it. Thanks for stopping by, y'all. Let me do my e-begging spiel real quick. I'm looking for a live stream sponsor starting at $5. It would make you the king of the stream, so to speak. A big dog of the stream. Unless somebody outbid you and dethrone you. $15 is the goal for us to guarantee a 2-hour live stream tonight. $25 is the whole live stream goal. It guarantees a live stream tomorrow night. Other than that, if anything go blank, if anything go mute, let me know ASAP in the chat. Now let's get into this ridiculous, stupid, dumb, idiotic nonsense. From New York Post, it says, I fell in love with a convicted spiller serving 20 years in prison. Here's why I want a future with him. Because you're a complete moron. We don't really need to read anything else. But I will anyway. Oh, well, I wasn't prepared. Because I was supposed to do something and I didn't do it. So bear with me, y'all. Well, do I got any moderators in the house? It's only three people in the house right now. But do I have any moderators in the house? Let yourself be known if you are present in the chat. Okay, I'm not gonna waste any time waiting for somebody to holler back. Okay, so I'm going to add the Cash App link in the chat and all the other links in the chat. You dig? Bear with me. I should have had it done, but I didn't have it done. You know, you could talk bad about me in the chat if you like. Should have had it done, but I didn't have it done. We about to get started, though. As soon as I get done posting these links. Cash App is officially pinned. Now let's do Streamlabs and PayPal. Bear with me. I should have played the music at least while I was doing this. All right, be all set. So if you want to donate and be the live stream sponsor, Cash App, Streamlabs, PayPal, Cash App pinned to the top. Cash App is the preferred method. If you want the memes to pop up, Streamlabs, Super Chat, and Super Sticker would be the way to do it. Let's get it. Their love is spiller. Oh, how ironic. That's a good one. What is that, a pun? What would you call that, guys? Their love is a spiller. A British woman has fallen in love with a U.S. prisoner who is serving 20 years for man laughter. Robin Kett came across a Reddit post in June 2024 from a family member of DeAndre Parsons. Oh, come on. Don't make black dudes look bad. 27 asking if anyone would be willing to be his pen pal. I bet she got little ones too that she's going to put in danger because she's a dingbat. The family said in the post that Parsons, who spilled a man with a fire farm, was lonely. Oh, poor spiller. The 33-year-old stay-at-home mom. Oh, wait, hold on. The 33-year-old stay-at-home mom. So is she living off the government? How is she able to be a stay-at-home mom? Like, let's just stop there. Oh, man. Do you think they would word it stay-at-home mom for a single man with kids? Of course they're gonna basically fluff it up and make it seem like she's not a lowlife. Decided to send a message out of curiosity. Right, because she was just so curious. She didn't know what it would be like to be a pen pal with a prisoner. She was just curious. She had just lost her partner. Okay, all right. Do I feel bad about what I just said? Not really. Oh, wait, I feel bad now. 35 to cancer in December 2023 and decided life is too short, so I should message a prisoner and put my kids in Spanger. After my dear partner just died of cancer, I'm sure he wouldn't have wanted this for you or his children. Well, let me stop because I don't know if her partner was the father of her children. I'm giving her too much benefit of the doubt. But I think the people who wrote this article want you to believe that. It says, I saw him. I just thought, why don't I shoot him a message? Why would you think that? What made you think, maybe I should shoot a spiller, a man who spilled a man and is in prison for 2 decades. Maybe I should just message him. What is wrong with your brain? Like, just off this article, this woman should lose custody of her little ones. Just off this article alone. Kat told Southwest News Service, my friend was writing to somebody and said it was different and I was curious. She said they instantly connected despite him not being her normal type. He was really easy to talk to. Of course he's going to be easy to talk to. He don't got nothing else to do. Despite him not being her normal type, he was really easy to talk to. He seemed genuine, Kat shared. It was like I had known him my whole life. This is crazy. You know when you feel something and it just grabs you? Oh, this is so romantic. When Kat and Parsons, both from Connecticut, first began talking, Parsons didn't say too much about his conviction. Kat said, but he eventually began to open up. I Googled him to make sure he wasn't a maniac. Oh, my. Oh, I don't even know what to say about that statement. What's the point of even Googling him at this point? Like, well, I get it. You want to know what he did. But he didn't help an old lady across the street. I'll say that. You know, he didn't save orphans from a burning building. I'll tell you that. That's not how he ended up in prison for 20 years. When you get that much time, you already know it's something really bad. It says, Parsons pleaded guilty to first-degree manslaughter with a firearm in Stanford Superior Court after an armed robbery went wrong in September 2022. He was sentenced to 20 years. The original charge was felony burglary. Kat explained, he went to a house and robbed a weed man, but a man, his partner, and child were there. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. He didn't go out that day to harm anybody, so now she's going to defend it. They'll give every reason in the world why they can't date the nice guy or stay with the nice guy. And they'll give every excuse in the world why they should still date the convicted felon who smoked somebody in the house with their family. They have no morals, bro. Never expect a woman to have morals under any circumstances. You're going to get let down pretty much every time. I'm telling you right damn now. So, everybody hit the like button and somebody let yourself be known in the chat. I want to know who in here, y'all. Don't be a creep and just watch me. Let me know you in here in the chat. That's horrible, man. So somebody got smoked in front of their family over some weed. I'm glad they gave this man 20 years. I really am. It says, Kat doesn't judge Parsons for being a convicted spiller. Of course not. It turns her on. She liked that he's a convicted spiller. That's what made her curious about him in the first place. I can't connect him with the crime. I'm not a judgmental person. Oh, let's stop. But she judged the shit out of a nice guy if his shoes were the wrong brand. You hear me? She ain't going to judge the convicted spiller who spilled the man in front of his family over some weed. She ain't going to judge that. You know, but if you came to the door with flowers, she would be like, well, the flowers were kind of corny. She would judge you for that, though. Let's be very clear. What up, Jesse? What up, James? Yeah, hit the like button. Everybody hit the like. All right. It says, you can't judge a person because of what they are in for. You don't know the personal circumstances. Wow. Just wow. People like this shouldn't be able to just exist in society without some type of handler. And I'm not trying to be funny. I'm dead ass serious. Let me know in the chat, what percentage of women do you think can handle existing in society without a handler? Let me know a percentage below, please. I'll just say 10% can probably handle being on their own, left to their own devices. All right. It says the pair message every day and Parsons calls Kat from the prison when he has a chance. He gets 10 messages and 6 free calls per day, and they use that time to discuss everything from food to TV shows. He makes me laugh. Kat said, I just ended up falling in love. This is the dumbest a woman could do. But this is the ideal guy for a lot of women, shockingly. Let's take a look at her. I mean, this is filtered up. Can we get a more natural pic? That's probably more natural. Hey, I'm not saying she's a supermodel, but this isn't the most hideous woman you ever seen in your life. Let's be real. She has an inbox full of nice guys that she's disgusted by. She would rather put her kids in danger and have a felon move into the house with them. Seriously, I'm not kidding. Her kids should be taken away. Let's see what it says. He makes me laugh. I just ended up falling in love. She added, it's all natural. He told me he loved me before he even saw pictures of me. Well, don't you find that to be a little suspicious, dingbat? I'm sure you're sending the money. Are they going to touch on that? The couple has now talking for 4 months, and Kat plans to save up money and get paperwork to approve her visits completed in order to fly to meet the convicted spiller in prison next year. How romantic. Have you told the kids about him? Despite his 20-year sentence, Parsons is up for parole in 6 years. What a pathetic fucking loser. He talks about the future a lot, Kat said. I move over there. I want a future with him. From losing my partner in December, I realized life is too short, so I should date a convicted spiller. I didn't expect to ever find love again, she added. Luckily for Kat, her friends and family aren't judgmental either. Oh, great. The whole family are low lives. So those kids probably never stood a chance anyway, huh? They tell her if you can find happiness, grab it. This is some stupid shit, man. Let's see what the comments say. See if anybody got common sense in the comment section. She is totally in control. She makes great decisions, and there's no way this could go awry. She has children, and she chooses a convicted spiller for her new mate. This isn't going to end well. He'll move in when released from prison. Soon after he takes over her place, he'll trash her and keep everything she owns. Foolish, desperate, and delusional. Okay. So we're not the only ones who have common sense. Didn't mean to cut that off. What are we getting into next? I'm going to let you guys vote what we go over next. So are we going over modern women archives? This is option number one. We can go over next. Or we can go over the fail for you. Or we can go to a Kendra G. So one is modern women archives. Put a one in the chat if you want this. Two is a fail for you compilation. Put a two in the chat if you want this. Three is a Kendra G. Let me know in the chat. Vote. Vote, 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 vote. One, two, or three in the chat. Meanwhile, I'm going to get this back up. Let's get them donations in, y'all. We looking for a $15 goal so we can do a two-hour stream tonight. And $5 donation make you a king of the stream. The live stream sponsor. Cash App, Streamlabs, PayPal, all in the top of the chat. Let's get it, fellas. All right, I think y'all voted for Kendra G, so let's do it. We're going to go over one of these while I take my tooth pain medicine. And then we'll do Kendra G.
For $50,000, could you sit for a whole weekend in complete silence? You can't talk to anybody, you can't text anybody, no listening to music, no social media, no nothing. It's just you and your thoughts. Let me know.
What kind of dumb question is that? Bring me my money. But hey, at least she tried, and she kept on trying.
For $100 million, what is the biggest animal that you think you can fight with your bare hands for at least 1 minute, and you can't use anything?
Oh, I don't know, a rabbit. Like I said the first time, bring me my money.
Don't care, didn't ask. I would go to Antarctica and fossilize myself in a giant ice block for at least a millennia if I fumbled a girl like me. I'd move to Switzerland and do hard labor on a goat farm until my last dying breath if I fumbled a girl like me. I would literally replace my fingers with Q-tips and my toes with paper clips if I ever had the audacity to underestimate the value of a beautiful, amazing goddess like myself.
Oh, well, I guess thank God I'm not you then. How are all of you goddesses getting fumbled? You think there might be a connection there? Women are still getting married all over the world. Women. And all of you goddesses are on TikTok crying about getting fumbled. There has to be a connection there, right?
Now, Miguel, I only date black men for the very simple reason that they would never get on a girl's comments and cry like a little bitch because they're not getting attention. Okay? Also, I date them exclusively because they have equipment that you never, ever in your life can grow. And you probably want that equipment in your mouth, don't you? And that's probably why you're so angry at me, because one, your equipment doesn't measure up, and two, you want some of it yourself, and you know you'll never get any. So carry on, dear. Go ahead and keep on with your fantasies. And if you'd like to chat about it, you can always book a session with me. Link's in my bio. Also, you do owe me a Cash App for that humiliation, because I know you were digging for it, and that's what you really wanted. So carry on, Miguel. Toodaloo, dear.
Okay, no comment on any of those. Let's just get into the Kendra G, because I'm going to have plenty of comments on this.
Hello? Hello?
Hi!
Are you ready?
I am!
What's your name, baby?
It's Kendra!
Hi, Kendra!
Hi, Kendra!
What's your daddy name?
My daddy? Oh, Melvin.
Okay, got to make sure. My daddy told me I'm his only child.
You so dumb, Kendra. I get it. Like, I get the connection. But I mean, if she said her last name and it was yours, this would make more sense. And it would be like, oh, haha. But first name, really? Come on, Kendra. Oh, before we do the visual analysis, the VA vets. Nose Ring Chronicles, it's the Nose Ring Chronicles. Metal in her face, yes, yeah, she's a disgrace, it's the Nose Ring Chronicles. And I watched this earlier, so I happen to know this is a 40-year-old Nose Ring Chronicles, which make it 10,000 times worse. You're 40 years old, still rocking a fucking nose ring. So what are we rating her? So off top, who's keeping score a hot garbage strikeout? I don't see any wrenches in the chat. So somebody volunteer, please, to keep score for hot garbage strikeout. And whoever volunteering, we taking off. Let's take it slow. We taking off 5 points for the nose ring. No, we got to take off 10 points for the nose ring because she's 40 years old. So negative 10 points to start off with. Hot garbage strikeout. Let's continue. Let's take it slow.
I just got to make sure.
Oh, okay.
Kendra, where are you calling us from?
I am calling from North Carolina. I'm in Durham right now for my homecoming.
Okay. What school did you go to?
North Carolina Central University.
Okay. Also Hampton University homecoming weekend, but I'm not there.
Okay. So okay, HU.
Shout out to all the HBCUs.
I almost want to take off some points for still caring about this shit at 40. I feel like that wouldn't be right, though. So I ain't going to do it. But y'all can let me know how many points you think should get taken off for that, or if any points should be taken off for that.
This is their
home. Okay.
All right, Kendra, how old are you?
I'm 40.
40, and where you calling? You told me you're calling from North Carolina.
Yeah, I live in Charlotte.
Is that where you live?
I live in Charlotte, yeah.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm a physician in sleep medicine.
Physician what?
In sleep medicine.
Sleep medicine?
Yes.
Okay, what type of physician is that? Like, I'm not saying she's not a physician. Am I the only one that's having a hard time saying that word? I'm not drunk, I promise. You know, I got high blood pressure. Oh, speaking of high blood pressure, how safe do you think it would be for me to still drink alcohol with high blood pressure? Any recommendation, guys? I mean, I never was a heavy drinker, but a glass of wine 3 times a week never killed anybody, right? Physician. All right.
Kendra, you have any kids?
I have one daughter.
How old is your daughter?
2 and a half.
Why are you not with the daddy?
So, there is no dad. I am a single mother by choice. So, I had my child via sperm donation.
Oh, my gosh. Let's break it down. I'm going to finish eating my Ritz cracker, and we're going to break down why that's so fucked up. Like, bear with me. Oh, well, Jesse, you say it's not at all that safe to drink any alcohol. Like, what if it's just, I mean, not get drunk, but what if it's just, like, 2 glasses of wine? You know, on blood pressure medicine. Am I risking my life, y'all? Hold on, let me finish my Ritz so we can talk about how cringe it is that she had to get a sperm donor to have a kid at 38. Okay, so my guy, American First Gunner, says, not safe, but you only live once, so do it anyway. Y'all trying to kill me? All right. Hold on. I just got a few more chews left, and we're going to break down how fucked up this is. All right, let me know, while y'all waiting for me to finish chewing, how many points should I take off for the fact that she's a single mother by choice by way of sperm donor? Okay, being a single mother by choice is extremely selfish, and a lot of women, they see a baby as an accessory. They don't give a damn about what the baby gonna go through life, how they gonna feel about being a test tube baby or whatever the fuck you call it. Like, this is just wrong. I feel strongly about this. A lot of people feel like, oh, you know, if she want a kid, then hey, that's her choice, and yada, yada, yada. I think this is just dead wrong. This is horrible. You're choosing for your kid to not have a dad. It's sick. It's sick, and it's fucking disgusting. I'm repulsed by you. So, yeah, we're doing negative 50 points for the fact that she's a single mom by choice. Who the hell's signing up for this? Stay away from women like this. She is extremely, extremely selfish, and she's a huge loser. You know how pathetic it is to not be able to get somebody to skeet in your cooch as a woman? Like, that's like one of the most basic things, the easiest things a woman can get is getting a guy to skeet in them. And she couldn't do it. I mean, hey, I don't know what's worse, man. Her being a baby mama to a pookie or this. Matter of fact, let's take a vote on that. Option number one. Which one is worse? Baby mama to a pookie, that's option number one. Or this, single by choice by way of sperm donor. Which one is more effed up? Option one or two?
So we're a mom and baby family.
I love that, mom and baby.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have Kendra, North Carolina. She's 40, Charlotte, physical. You said a physician. Sleep medicine?
Yeah. It's sleep medicine, yeah.
Okay, sleep medicine. Mom to a daughter, and she's a single mom by choice. She uses sperm donor.
Because she's strong and independent. Let me guess, she focused on her career so she could never get on a man's program. So, and her clock was running out, so she had to hurry up and have a baby by herself. And now she on Kendra G looking for a man to fill in what she couldn't find in 20 years of dating at least. You would be a damn fool to sign up for this, man. You're just going to be another accessory to her life, like her child. Like, I'm actually pissed off, man. I'm actually pissed off because I know how important a father is in a child's life. And I see how certain family members grew up with a dad and how much they adored their dad and how much their dad played a huge part in their life. You know, this shit is, man, pissing me off just thinking about it. Who are they going to call dad? A lot of kids' first word is dad. Where's my dad at? You know, looking in the window, waiting for dad to get home. None of that is going to happen.
Ugh. Let's get to it. What kind of man are you looking for? Bring the camera down so we can see your face.
Okay.
What kind of man are you looking for?
So, I'm looking for a African-American male. Honestly, just someone that has integrity, who's honest, who's loyal, who has a good relationship with his family and his kids, if he has any. Someone that is financially stable and financially sound, who can provide for himself first and then our family if that becomes an option.
Well, you're a physician, so I mean, money shouldn't be an issue. You know, you bossed up and made it happen with a baby. Boss up and take care of the bills with a man. No? Yeah, these women got it fucked up, man. A man with his life together and money right and all that, he's not signing up for this. But then some guys will say, well, at least I don't got to deal with a baby daddy. But nah, man, just stay away from this too. The mental illness that come with this, nah.
Okay. What are your deal breakers?
My deal breakers would probably be multiple kids. I would say probably three or more, multiple baby moms. Someone who is dishonest and has no moral compass, lacks integrity. Those are really my biggest deal breakers.
Okay, they're telling me to call you a doctor.
They call me, so you don't have to call me Dr. Kendra Richardson or whatever. I am a physician, but this is informal, so it's just Kendra. Okay. But thank you guys.
A doctor with a nose ring, like... She talk about integrity and a moral compass. Where's your moral compass for the future life of your child? This is crazy, man.
Should he look a certain way?
I would say, I mean, he has to be attracted to me. I don't have a type per se, but I want someone, I would prefer someone tall. I'm really into fitness, and so I do like someone who goes to the gym on the regular. That's something.
She thinks she's gonna get a tall, fit man, 40 plus, single mother by choice. Ma'am, you're not attractive enough to get a tall, fit man. I know you didn't screw some, but yeah, you're not attractive enough to get a tall, fit man with everything you asking for, because you would have got it by now. I want to do these women know that. Like, I'm 40 plus on Kendra G looking for a top 1%. Look, I'm not even going, we're going to go to the delusional calculator, because you can just read the top of this title and it says make at least 100 to 150K. We haven't gotten to it yet, but we just going to skip ahead. We going to skip ahead because this is some bullshit. Like, I wonder, do she realize, despite being a physician, she's the bottom of the dating market? I don't know, man. I don't know. I was going to say I almost rather just get with a ghetto baby mama with a baby by a pookie than this mental illness. Let's see, man. Let's see what it's looking like. I got standards, bro. So she 40. So I'm going to say she wants at least from 40 to, I'll just say 55. 40 to 55. She said tall, right, y'all? I'm pretty sure she said tall. She don't want me to be married. Let's just say black. I get the vibe that she want to date a black. You know what? I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. Any shade. 6 feet. She don't want a fat man. She want a man in shape. At least 100K. This woman wants a 0.3% man. and she's a bottom 0.3% woman. It just doesn't make sense on any level. Like, we gotta stop gassing these women, man. And I'm not trying to roast her, you know, but she's not an attractive woman. And she has to get in tune with that. She really does. She's an unattractive woman who's a doctor. That means you ain't going to be able to tell her nothing. She's going to be bossy, controlling. She's probably type A personality. And then she got a two-year-old at 40. Like, even if she did, I don't know, even if she was married and caught her husband cheating after they had a baby and she divorced him because she caught him cheating. This is just not a good deal to come back on the dating market with a 40-plus-year-old woman. Just her being 40 alone is enough to say, hell no. After 40, your dating is done. Dating is done, and we established the standard on this damn show. After, I think y'all said 35, and I go with it. After 35, you got to take care of a man. You don't get a man with his stuff together after 35. So honestly, you got a two-year-old, you'd be better off just not getting with nobody because you already got a two-year-old to take care of. I know you don't want to take care of a grown man either, so just don't date. You know, you signed up to be a mother on your own. Just ride this thing out alone. That's what you signed up for. I'm sure you had these conversations in your head before you decided to be a single mother by choice. Like, this might be it. It might just be me and my baby for life. Yeah, just let it be that. Please just let it be that.
An activity I like to do together, so that's important to me, like just health and wellness overall.
Okay, should he make a certain amount of money?
I would like at least 100 to 150,000 a year.
100 to 150K, okay. Big money. Would you date a man that made less than 100K or no?
No, I would, yeah.
Without respect. Look at that look on her face. That's that skeptical look you would see every day in the morning.
All right, let's do the Kendra Cam. Kendra, you do it. Kendra doing the Kendra Cam.
Okay, now let me preface this, okay? It's homecoming. So
I don't want to hear it. Do the damn
I just took off my
y'all
yard.
Y'all trying to give me all these excuses before the Kendra Cam.
Okay, wait, I'm going to have somebody hold a camera.
If anything, bro.
Like, yeah, you can't come with excuses. You asking for a top 0.36% man. We don't want to hear shit. We don't want to hear nothing. Because that man can't say, well, you know what happened was, I don't make 100K, I ain't fit. What happened was, what happened was, you ain't trying to hear that. So we ain't trying to hear it.
Homecoming, you should be dressed up.
I just took off my yard outfit, okay. Okay, here we go. You got to turn it around.
Every you're actually
named. This the effort she put in for a top 0.36% man. Think about it. You're going to be tertiary in a relationship. First come her career and her ego. Then comes her two-year-old she had with a sperm donor. And then come you. A top 0.36% man comes third in an unattractive woman. A 40-year-old unattractive woman life with a 2-year-old. That's how much that's how highly she looks at a top 0.36% man. He's going to be third in my life as an accessory. I wonder what a top 10% man deserves from her. If this were a top 0.36 man get from her. But let's really break this down. Like a fucking suit shirt. Like a fucking button-up striped shirt. That's the effort that a top 0.36% man deserves. I'm speechless, y'all. Negative 20 points for coming with no effort for the top percentage man on the planet.
Miss Kendra, this is your Kendra Cam. You gotta see the legs.
I have on my house dress right now.
She did this on purpose, y'all. She did this on purpose. She wore that shirt so she can hide her body. But she want a fit, man. She's not fit. Her body looks a mess under there, I bet. I'm going to be right back, y'all. I'm going to play some BS while I'm gone. I'll be right back. As a matter of fact, I just keep playing this. I'll be right back.
She's modeling. We got you, girl. Kendra is her name, and she's doing the Kendra camp. All right. What's your zodiac sign?
I'm a Taurus.
Oh, when's your birthday?
May 20th.
I was going to say, girl, if we had the same birthday, that would be too much.
Right?
Because I'm a Taurus, too. All right, when was your last relationship?
Oh, gosh. I would say, 5 years? Like 5 years ago?
5 years ago. Okay. Yeah. You don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask, when's the last time you was intimate with someone?
April.
April. Okay. 3 flaws you have to work on.
I can sometimes be a little bit too independent, number one. I can overthink and try to plan the next step to the T, number two. And then number three, I would say I can worry sometimes, a little bit too much.
To worry sometimes. Okay. And why would a guy be lucky to be with you?
Well, so I think that I am overall just a good-natured woman. I bring a lot of humor to relationships, a lot of adventure. I love to travel. That's like my number one hobby.
She's been getting pounded out by Pookie for, a lifetime, really. She's been single for 5 years, half a decade. Half a decade, y'all. Men been passing up on her for over 20 years. Nose ring in with a 2-year-old still getting pounded by randoms. And she's going to talk about how she travel a lot and all that if she haven't said it yet. Who's watching a 2-year-old if you're traveling a lot? You got a 2-year-old kid and you at homecoming in some hotel. Man, fuck homecoming. Go take care of your child.
And so I feel that anyone who dates me, I would have them explore that with me as well. I've dated men who don't travel as much, but I like to get them involved in that. I can be a little spontaneous. And I think overall, like, I'm just the person that, like, I'm a easygoing. I don't require a lot. And I love to just, like really have a good time, have fun, not be too serious. But I also know with my profession, I am a hard worker. And so I also know when it's time to get business done, when it's time to set goals, I can help you through that. We can
masculine. She's a man in a woman's body. That's just what it is. Nothing about being feminine, nurturing, caring, getting on your program, none of that.
I am a planner. So I bring a lot of that, maybe one may lack. I think I can help with that.
Okay.
That he lack? He not lacking. He a top 0.36. Never mind.
So, Kendra, I won't mess your name up. I mess up very right. What's the age range you want to date? You're 40.
I would say 38 to 50.
Could the guy have kids already?
He can, yes.
He can, okay. So we got Kendra, North Carolina, 40, is a Taurus. Charlotte, she's a physician. She works in sleep medicine. 1 daughter to a 2.5-year-old. She had a sperm donor, so she is a single mom by choice. She desires a man that makes between 100 and 150K, 38 to 50 years old, and he should be in Charlotte?
He doesn't have to be in Charlotte. I would prefer, but he doesn't have to be in Charlotte.
Okay. All right, the time has come. Are you on the Kendra G Singles dating app?
No, not yet.
Well, Kendra.
Yeah, no effort, no preparation, not even on the app that you have to be on to get hit up on this show. She don't take men serious. And she just masculine as hell and just a horrible option. Nothing about her is feminine. Why would you do it? You wouldn't do it. You shouldn't do it. Let's get the donations up, y'all. If not, I'm getting off here in about 15 minutes or so. Let's get the donations up. Cash App, PayPal, Streamlabs, all at the top of the chat. You dig?
Yeah, to the Lulu, why not? In case you're only listening, I'm gonna read the angry comment she was responding to. Miguel said this: why you only and exclusively date black men? Oh, you can almost feel the anger, especially in the word why that makes that the question. I did not click that link in the bio to see if that leads to a NoF account. Maybe I should have, but I don't care, because I think this is more important than that. This wonderful lady is a relationship coach. How can she be a relationship coach when she's still dating? Well, just as that was an angry comment.
MILFpreneur.
This is your friendly reminder that if you're a dude and you ever come up to me and tell me that your ex-girlfriend, your ex-fiance, your ex-wife was batshit crazy, completely insane, ruined your life, and destroyed you and took all your money, my reaction is always going to be, of course she did. Yum, yum, yum. Can I have her phone number? I feel like being best friends with her.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say. They get so damaged, they just get to a point where they want to see how fast they can run a man off. That's what they find amusement in after they just get so damaged, nothing even matters anymore. But I'm glad she's showing, you know, how batshit crazy she is, so guys like that can run away, far away.
You will never have my support. Ever. Firstly, I know that this did not happen. Even if she completely behaved like a crazy person, I know for a fact that you drove her.
I know. No matter what a woman does, it's always justified. Look, we figured it out. All you bitches are batshit crazy. And it wasn't because men made you crazy. And if it was, you love the men who drive you crazy. So fuck you. It's still on you. Who made you get the lip injections? Nut job, who made you do that?
To insanity. I'm very sure. Whenever I see women yell at men, I never have any reaction whatsoever. I'm just like, sure.
Well, yeah, you don't see men as human. So, yeah, you don't give a shit. Right, it was something he did, right?
Sure, of course. Of course. Of course you're doing this. Of course you're yelling at him. Can I help you beat him up, too?
Well, that's gonna be up for debate. You can try, but I don't guarantee the result. A lady in her comment section said this: I was saying the same till I met evil women. That comment got 445 likes. This wonderful angel responded with, true, I have a video about that too, but no woman as evil as a man. I'm sure there should be another word in there, but it don't matter. Men always are more. Another lady asked what we're all thinking. More than what? More than whom?
I agree. Women can be more evil, but that's my personal experience, and I acknowledge that everyone's experience can be completely different. All I've known are amazing men in my life. So yeah. 3 points to put this whole thing to rest. Number one.
Wait, all you've known is amazing men in your life? Wow, I don't believe you, bitch. Like, I hope those amazing men stay away from you.
Your little anecdotal experience does not disregard millions and millions and millions of women having the exact opposite experience.
Because they go after the worst men on purpose, because that's the who get their pussy wet. We're on to you now. The internet have exposed you. You go after the worst men because those are the sexiest guys to you, the edgiest bad boys, and then get mad that like they treat you like shit. And then like literally lump all men into that category, even though you ignore 80% of men. And you only see the bad boys. And then complain that they do you bad and talk about how evil they are. You don't deserve any respect.
If you really acknowledge that everyone's experience can be completely different, you wouldn't, for sure, make a conclusory statement. And the statement is, women can be more evil. So this already tells me that this is not an intelligent estimation. Another important factor that you need to consider is, just because you consider those men to be amazing men does not mean that they are. I bet I can spend 30 seconds with the said men and I would find 5 million in the span of 30 seconds. Ill-behaved manners, misbehaviors, and misogyny.
And those are the only men you give attention to. Those are the only men you make TikTok videos about. Okay, did men make you fuck up your lips like that? Or did your own mental illness drive you to do it, trying to keep up with other bitches? You ain't gonna dive in on that. You probably had a nose job too, because you hate yourself. And that don't got shit to do with men.
Just because you cannot spot it does not mean it's not there. There are women everywhere walking around applauding men for their mediocrity, for their bad behavior, just making...
Mediocre? Look, women are the definition of mediocre, especially in a relationship. They think cooking and cleaning is something so fucking mind-blowing. If that don't show you how mediocre most women are, then what will? I can cook and clean, the most basic adult shit you can do living in a house. That's their fucking badge of honor. Are you kidding me?
Get a joke at this point. Secondly, I'm not one of those people who is a girl's girl or thinks that women are an exception. Women can do no wrong. No, there are a lot of problematic women just walking around unmedicated, bothering other.
We're looking at one. Do you really think you're tricking us?
People, absolutely. There are women who are narcissistic. There are women who are evil.
There are way more evil and narcissistic women, in my opinion, than men. But maybe I'm biased and jaded.
Are women who misbehave and treat their partners awfully.
So that pretty much contradicts everything you said in your previous video.
I'll put money on this. You got me stuttering. I'm so mad. I mean, I'm not mad. I'm chilling, but I'm a little pissed. Look, women treat men worse than relationships. I bet anything on that.
You just told all of us that if she is crazy, it doesn't mean he made her crazy.
I really want to be in my soft girl era, but I can't because all of the men on the planet are in their soft girl era right now, and someone's got to be the man.
No, there's still a lot of men out there that are not in their soft girl era. But you know, I'm sure according to you, they're toxic. It was you who were arguing against masculinity all the time, for years now. So no, you're not in a position to complain about how men lack masculinity these days. You wanted to create a certain type of man, and I did found one that's perfect for you. But for what it's worth, I'm sure he's in touch with his feelings, and he is the emotionally intelligent type that some of these ladies wanted him to be.
I bet you did not know that there are scientific reasons for why a man doesn't go down or doesn't like to go down. As someone with plenty of experience, I can tell you the difference is watching someone drink day-old milk or...
How big are they going to make the glass? We know you're an old bitch. By the time your glasses cover up this much of your face, look, we know you're over 35. No questions asked. And what did you do to your eyebrows? Stop trying to stay trendy. It's time to grow up and develop a personality and some character now. You're never going to be hot again, if you ever were in the first place. Let go all the beauty trends and work on your soul.
Or watching someone eat their last meal in prison. No in between, in my experience. So let's unpack these reasons. Number one, they like men.
Yeah, but it's 2024, though.
Everybody hit the like button. I got 15 people watching, 11 likes. Let's get the donations up, y'all, so we can stay on for 2 hours tonight. I'm looking for a live stream sponsor starting at $5. Cash App, Streamlabs, PayPal, all at the top of the chat. Or you can super chat or super sticker. Let's get it.
Maybe you should not try to use that as a shaming tactic. At least not when you're the one arguing that it's okay for me to follow you into the bathroom.
I have a question for all men out there. Do you not get bored and tired of having to try and entertain multiple women at once?
It would get old for me because you bitches are stupid. You ain't talking about nothing. You're annoying. A lot of your voices sound annoying. Yeah, I couldn't do it. I definitely couldn't do it.
Like, I know for men, they get such an ego boost being able to brag about how many multiple women they have on the go at once and how much action they're getting from multiple women. But does it not get tiring? Like, are you just not ready to settle down and have one really good woman that will...
It's a myth. All you bitches are pretty much the same. Some are better than others, but this whole idea that you're just going to find this really good woman, like, if you were a really good woman, you wouldn't still be on TikTok, you know, in the date market. You would have been snatched up by now. You're not a really good woman. Fucking period. I can guarantee, I'm 100% sure this woman right here is not a really good woman. Really good women do not stay on the dating market past 25. Fucking period. It really is that simple.
Push you to be the best version of yourself.
No, I'm all grown. I don't need to be pushed by anyone. Even less from the woman I go home to every single day. And just as in all other cases, there is no such thing as all men. Some men will look at your video and say, nah, I'm not dealing with that. And there are some who will say, sure, why not?
This woman is like 40 plus still doing these dumbass teenager TikTok videos. Like this woman, ma'am, this is awkward. Think about how awkward this is.
Even less from the woman I go home to every single day. And just as in all other cases, there is no such thing as all men. Some men will look at your video and say, nah, I'm not dealing with that. And there are some who will say, sure, why not?
Oh, she's a gold digger. Way over time.
She took time out of her day, man. Just think about that for a second. Think about how much of a dork this woman is. Never mind.
Oh, she's a gold digger. Way over time.
And she's going back to being broke after Halloween.
Boys, men, whatever. If you break up with a girl, why? Why do you look at her stories still? Like, I get that, like, I... Hear me out. I don't understand the concept of... You break up with somebody, you go full no contact. You're like, I don't want you in my life anymore, but I'm just gonna check in and see what you're doing.
And how do you know he's checking out your stories, your little story?
Hey man, once you break up with a chick, especially one with a bull ring chronicles, it's the bull ring chronicles, just cut it off, man. Block her on Instagram, block her on Snapchat, block her on TikTok, block her number out your phone. Nothing positive is going to come from you checking in on her. If she was so great, y'all would still be together. Never take an ex back, fellas. Ever. I don't care how long you get.
Stories are those things that go from one to another to another to another, right? Not really sure, but I think that's how it works. So I don't know. Maybe he's bored.
It was at this moment that he knew. He fucked up.
Alright, this is gonna be it for today. As always, I do hope you enjoyed it. If you didn't, I still appreciate you for making it this far. Thank you all so much for watching. Stay safe, and I will see you in the next one.
What else did I have lined up? I had a pineapple show lined up. I had two lined up. Popped a balloon. Had some Reddit articles. I'm going to do one or two more TikToks and get off, unless we get them donations coming in.
I just kind of knew on the date that there was never going to be anything romantic between us, but he was a really nice guy, and I was enjoying my time on the date. We went to an arcade, and then we got pizza, and I even paid for the pizza because he paid for the arcade because I didn't want to feel guilty for not wanting to see him again after him paying or whatever. Normally, I don't. But, like, he just seemed like a nice guy, so I was like, I don't want to take advantage of him or whatever.
So a chubby average chick thinks she's too good for a nice guy, too. Like, what does she think is waiting for on the dating market? Seriously. This woman is beyond mid, and she don't look in shape. But she thinks she got the options to play the nice guys? Wow. We in a real bad spot in America.
So afterwards I went home, and the next day he messages me, and I wanted to be honest and transparent and not waste his time. So I told him, hey, I had a great time yesterday. But I just want to be transparent and say that I don't feel a romantic connection, but you seem like a really great guy and I wish you the best. And he didn't even answer. He just blocked me.
Can we please just normalize being nervous that you're not going to find your person? Like, I'm fucking nervous, nervous. Like, everyone's like, you're 31, you have plenty of time. But yes, have you seen the options? Have you seen Have you seen the dating pool?
Ma'am, what's wrong with you? Why are you still in the dating pool? You're not ugly. You're the piss in it. You're the piss in the dating pool. You're attracting what you qualify for. It's time to settle, ho. It's time to settle.
The pool is empty. There's no water in the pool. So the fish in there are literally dead. I'm like kind of joking, but like not really. Like I get it. I'm gonna be fine if I don't find my person. Like I don't wanna be fine alone. I wanna be fine with a fine man. Like, you know, and I got so much flack for saying I feel nervous because everyone's like, you have so much time. Comment below, because I know I'm not the only one who feels fucking nervous. Like in this day and age, it's scary.
Get ready with me to not go on a date.
I'm so tired of these hoes. And you could just look at this woman's eyes and tell that she's batshit crazy. The donations is non-existent, so I'm out. Everybody go check out Earth Files. Yeah, Earth Files is live right now. She's speaking about extraterrestrials live, and that's what I'm about to go look at. So thanks for everybody for stopping by. And I'll see you probably Friday, because we didn't meet our bonus live stream goal. You dig? Have a good night, guys. Go check out Earth Files on YouTube.